Okay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the Bible and Quran are full of mistakes. How do we understand that? In every broadly you could say there are three paths, or three kinds of paths you could say. Exclusivist, this is the only way. Pluralist, there are many ways, let everyone follow their way. And inclusivist. Inclusivist is the idea there is one purpose and that purpose includes many different paths. So exclusivist is this is the only way up the mountain. Pluralist is all ways take you up the mountain. Well, no, some ways may take you into a valley down up. Some ways may just keep you going round and round the mountain. So pluralism is also not right. We don't want to be narrow-minded now, but at the same time, we can't be so open-minded that our brains fall out. So pluralism sounds fine, but actually the reality is inclusivism. Inclusivism, there is one purpose, and there are many. The one purpose is to rise in our consciousness. There are many different paths for that one purpose. So, having categorized paths like this, now we can go deeper and actually within each tradition, there will be statements of all kinds. In every tradition, there will be some exclusive statements. There will be some pluralist statements. So you do what you are doing, let others do what they will. And there will be some inclusive statements. So, for example, when the Bible says that Jesus is the only way and none shall go to the Father except through Him. Now, what does that mean? Before Jesus there were many ways and after Jesus came it became only one way? If Jesus is the only way, then what about all the people who came before Jesus? Was there no way for them? Or there were ways for them and Jesus was supposed to manifest the love of God, He came and reduced the many ways to one way. Well, then that is not very loving, isn't it? So, now this statement is given for creating focus. It's like a patient has gone to a dozen doctors and then finally comes to a good doctor and then the doctor says, okay, this is your problem and you take this medicine. But the patients are saying, no, but I went to that doctor and he said this and I went to that doctor and she said that and that. This doctor says, just forget everything that everyone else has told you. Just take this medicine, you get cured. Now when the doctor is saying, just forget what everyone else has told you, that is not a condemnation or rejection of other doctors. That is simply to create focus. You just follow the statement. So within every tradition, there will be statements which sound exclusivist, which are primarily meant to create focus. So what to speak of talking about other traditions, like Christianity and Islam, you can even say that there is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying in the Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, that if somebody worships accepts Krishna as divine, but doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya as divine, they are condemned. Now, there are so many, there may be Sri Vaishnavas, Madhava Vaishnavas, who may not accept Lord Chaitanya as divine. They may accept Him as a great saint. Are they condemned? Obviously not. So, statements have a context. So, those particular statements come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with respect to the Bible and the Quran, primarily with respect to Quran. They come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Chand Kazi. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in what context is he saying it? He's saying it primarily in the context that they're saying that in our tradition, eating cow flesh is allowed. So, we see that what happens after that? It's not that he rejects his tradition. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't insist that if you want to take that statement as a literal truth, that if those particular texts are filled with, there are many, many faults, then why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask Chand Kazi to continue worshipping and being a follower of that tradition? Why didn't he convert him? So, we may say, no, it is for social convention's sake. But for social convention, will you do something completely wrong? So, there is specific context. The main thrust of the discussion was about, the discussion was triggered by the breaking of Rupadanga by Chand Kazi's followers, Chand Kazi himself, whatever. But then the thrust of the discussion was that, in our tradition it's allowed to eat meat, cow flesh. He said, no. So that is the point which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing. Now, if you were to generalize that and say that that is our stand against for all traditions, well, that would be taking one statement from a context and generalizing it. Like, okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I worship God in different manifestations. So is Bhaktivinoda Thakur deviating from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then? No, we have to see inclusivist. So exclusive statements, whenever they are there, we should see that they are meant for creating focus. And generally, it will depend largely on who are the present teachers of that tradition. If the present teachers of a particular tradition emphasize the exclusivist statements, then the tradition will, in its present manifestation, become exclusivist. If the present teachers are more inclusivist, then the tradition will be inclusivist. Okay? Thank you.